From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Happy Monday, Melissa.
Happy Monday, Penny.
We were invited by Lifetime to take a sneak peek at the new series Drop Dead Diva, which premiered at 8 p.m. Sunday, July 12th. Hopefully everybody saw the first episode, but if not, it will air again at 7 p.m. today, which is Monday, July 13th, and again at 11 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. By the way, Melissa and I taped a fabulous podcast about Drop Dead Diva last Friday, but there were some technical difficulties. So here we are once again, sharing our thoughts about the show with anyone who will listen.
Actually, like I said, it was so good we had to do it again.
There you go. And we wanted to do it again because Drop Dead Diva really is a great show, don't you think, Melissa?
Yes, I think it. I really enjoyed it. Even though the plot is familiar, I like that the model in training, Deb character, while she's shallow, she's not just like a mean, cruel person. And then all of a sudden she's nice when she's the plus size character in Jane's body. And I like that Jane is a really smart lawyer, not just a loser type character.
Yeah. In case people aren't familiar, didn't catch that first episode on Sunday, here's kind of the storyline of the series. It's an hour-long drama and comedy, that tells the story of a shallow model in training who dies in a freak accident and finds her soul resurface in the body of a brilliant plus-size attorney who just died, and that would be Jane.
Yes, sorry, I got a little ahead of you.
No, you didn't, not at all.
Yeah, I like the way that Deb is made aware of the way people thought about her, and it kind of makes her reassess herself. And she also becomes aware of how different things are for a plus-size person in subtle, sometimes big ways, but sometimes there were little subtle ways that she kind of realized this throughout the pilot. And I liked, one of my favorite things in the pilot was I liked the way she convinced her best friend who she was by like telling their deep, dark secrets.
Mm-hmm. That was cute. And Brooke Elliott plays Jane, and she's new to TV, but she is a veteran stage actress. And comedian Margaret Cho plays her assistant Terry in the show. So there's your comedy aspect. And, of course, as the drama unfolds, you know, it's a great series.
It's very charming and touching at the same time.
Yes,
it's a very
it is.
Sweet show.
I think this is how Lifetime Television describes Drop Dead Diva. They say, sometimes life throws you curves.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah, it is. And the series, it's going to run for 13 episodes in season one, and it's drawn quite a few well-known guest stars for its run, including Rosie O'Donnell and Chuck Woolery, who will appear in the third episode on July 26th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what's gonna. I'm looking forward to see what's gonna happen with Deb's boyfriend and Jane, because he starts working at Jane's law firm right at the end of this first episode, and I think that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it will be, and you know, there's quite a bit that's gonna be fun about this series.
Yes,
and other upcoming guest stars, by the way, are Tim Gunn, Sharon Lawrence, Kathy Najimy, Georgia Fox, Terry Polo, Elliot Gould, and Diedrich Bader. And if you don't know what shows they were in, you don't watch enough TV.
Exactly. They should all be familiar names.
So, well, any other comments about the show, or are you ready to rate it?
I think I'm ready to rate.
Okay, so from 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what do you give Drop Dead Diva?
I'd give it a 9. A 9. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was. And I'd give it a 9, too, because it's a great idea, and I really like Margaret Cho.
Good. Penny and I agree.
Yes, we do. So remember to tune in to Drop Dead Diva, which will air at 8 p.m. Sundays on Lifetime. And remember to return to Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week, or later this week, to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.